Hello, can I help? Oh my God. I almost didn't recognize you. You came home from deployment early. And you look so different in your dress uniform. And you've got muscles and stuff. You said they worked you hard over there. Oh, but you should have told us. We would have met you at the airport. Mum and Dad aren't even here until next Monday. They went to Grandma's. But just listen to me, babble. Come in. This is your home too. We haven't touched your room. Well, other than to keep it dusted and stuff. It's been over a year since you've been here and I wasn't even here for that one. I'm so glad you're back. We were going to meet you at the airport with signs and Mum's going to bake you a cake and your favourite dinner. And I was going to get a new dress instead of this old thing. Here, sit down. I was just watching TV after school. Still have the old couch, as you can see. Dad wanted to get a new one, but I wouldn't let him. There's too many memories of you in it. How we used to argue over who got the middle seat because it was the best one. Well, I'd argue, and you'd pretend to be mad at the little girl. Then we'd compromise by me sitting in your lap so that we could both sit there. That went on for years up until you left. Dad was saying I was getting too old to be sitting in your lap then, but it was my place. I guess now, almost 2 years later, it's way too late. I'm not quite a little girl anymore. I guess I did a lot of growing up in those 2 years, but, well, Dad isn't here to say anything. I guess it's kind of silly, but would you mind sitting down and letting me sit in your lap again? Thank you, but not TV watching position, story reading position, so I can put my arms around you. Because I never want to let you go again. I've waited too long to see you in person. I love your uniform. You look so good in it. It's so perfect. Creases everywhere and so many patches and medals. You'll have to tell me what each one is for. Oh, and the hat. Can I wear the hat? Please. Please, please, please. Thank you. Private little sister reporting for duty, sir. Oh, I want a uniform on my own too. Except, I think you look better in a uniform than I ever would. When I first saw you standing there, and before I realised who you were, I was wondering who this cute guy was. Mostly I couldn't take my eyes off the uniform, but then I saw your face. It's changed in the last few years. You're definitely a man now. And not just a boy that joined the military after graduation. I can see it in your face. Your body too. I've grown so much since you last saw me, but you have too. Muscles and stuff like that. I just grew taller. Well, I guess other parts of me grew too, but not muscles. My chest and my butt. It's not quite the same sitting in your lap. I've got more padding down there now. But now my arms can go all the way around you and my head can rest on your shoulder instead of against your chest. And that smell. Do you know that you're my most favourite smell? Even more than lavender or grandma's cooking. When I can smell you, I know I'm safe. After you left, I could smell you on the couch for a bit, but that faded. I used to lie on your bed after school sometimes because it was stronger up there. Or I'd take a shower to get myself squeaky clean and then put on one of your old shirts. If I was clean enough, I'd end up smelling like you for a while after I took it off. Now I have the real thing again, and everything is right in the world. I have you, and I'm never letting go. You're going to have to sit here with me, eat dinner with me, shower with me, even sleep with me. Sorry, those last two didn't come out sounding quite right. Especially the last one. I mean, we used to take baths together. A long, long time ago. And we used to sometimes sleep together. Almost as long ago. On trips when Dad was too cheap to get us separate beds. Or if I was scared because of a storm or a movie we watched on TV. As old as I've gotten and the way my body's developed, neither one is appropriate for us to do anymore, even as brother and sister. Especially once I discovered that saying two people were sleeping together could have different meanings. Way inappropriate meanings for a younger girl like me. Even more so when I'm talking about the two of us. I can't say things like that now that I'm older and I look like this, all grown up. Or at least a good ways along the path to adulthood. To womanhood. I've thought about you a lot while you were gone. Of how things would go back to how they used to be when you finally came home for good. Except they can't really go back to exactly the same way. We've both grown up more. You're not that teenage boy anymore, and I'm not that preteen girl. But you know that, I guess. But let me tell you something you might not know. I missed you. You know that, but you don't know how much. And you don't know what it did to me to see you again after all this time, to see you standing there and in that uniform. I'd been so scared while you were gone that I'd give anything to see you come back safely. And now that you're back, I'll do anything you might want to do. You know, like, making you snacks and stuff, or grabbing you something to drink, or sleeping with you. But in the way that doesn't actually involve sleeping. The sexual way. You're tensing up. Did I say something wrong? Sorry, I know I said something wrong. Really wrong. But it's what I feel. Maybe I have a thing for a man in uniform. Or maybe it's all that relief at seeing you safe after all this time. Or maybe it was not recognizing you for a moment, and that split second of not knowing who you were was enough to fall in love with you. Not in the little sister way, but in the big woman way. The wanting to have sex kind of way. I know now why Dad said I was getting too old to sit in your lap. Back then, when my body started to change, sitting in a man's lap became less of an innocent thing. Except with you. You never got hard for me sitting in your lap, even as a hormonal teenager. You're not even doing it now, as a more mature adult, when I'm the very hormonal teen. But maybe if I turn myself so that my breasts are pressed against your chest and squirm in your lap a little. There. I felt that. You're starting to react to my body. Now that I've put that thought in your head, I've changed the way you see me and think about me. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with anything you want to think about me or anything you want to do to me. Did you get a chance to be with any girls while you were over there? Maybe someone in the military too, or someone local? Or have you ever been with a girl? You didn't have any real girlfriends before you left, so maybe I would be your first. You'd definitely be mine. I know you're a good guy and want to do good things, and that's why you joined the military. And that's why you're embarrassed by what I'm saying and what I'm doing in your lap and how your body's reacting to it. But don't be. I want this. I want you. Just holding you in my arms isn't close enough for me. I want to be closer still, physically and emotionally. I want you inside of me. That made you harder, didn't it? I can feel your cock getting so big now, pressing up against that handsome uniform of yours and into my soft little bottom. And I'm getting wet in a way no boy has ever made me before. This only happens sometimes when I was laying in your bed or wearing one of your old shirts with that beautiful musky smell. I never made the connection until now. Here, give me your hand. Let me take it under my dress so you can see what you're doing to me. There. My poor panties are soaked now. Can't you feel that? As I brush your fingers across the front of them, I can trace your fingers over my pussy through the wet fabric. It makes me wetter and makes you even harder. You're so strong now. I bet you could rip those panties right off me if you wanted. They're pretty delicate anyway. Just like me. And they're wet too, which will make it even easier. Just tear them off, please. Oh, yes. That feels so good. It's making me squirm, which is making you feel good too. My cute little butt is grinding against your cock. But we could do something that feels a lot better. I want to do that with you. I need to do that with you. You're thinking, I can tell. Stop that. Stop thinking right now. A good soldier follows their instincts, and you should too. Do what your instincts are telling you to. You've got a cute, sexy girl here who wants to be made love to. You know what to do. Or at least we'll figure it out together. Now, just lie me down on the couch here. I'll lift up my dress so that you can see the pussy that is only for you. Well, and my hand. Because touching it right now feels so good. No, please don't take anything off. Leave the uniform on. Just take it out of your pants and make love to me like that. Yeah. You in that handsome uniform. Not a single thing out of place in it. Except for your pants being undone a little. And your beautiful cock poking out of it. Now, please. I've waited years to see you again. And even longer to make love with you. Even if I didn't know it until today. We both want this so bad, and you know it. Look at how wet I am, how pink I am. I'll even hold myself open for you. All you have to do is get on top of me, and then get into me. Now you're on top of me. You're so much bigger than me, but I know you won't hurt me. Not on top of me, and not when you're in me. You would never do anything to harm me. You're almost there now. I can feel your cock against my pussy. I can see it when I look down between us. But as much as I love seeing your cock, I want you to make it disappear inside of me. Keep going. Keep trying. You can get it in me. You have to. There. It's going in. Keep going. Please. All the way in. Yes. Oh, we're making love, big brother. We're as close as any man and woman can be. Kiss me while my body gets used to you. Squeeze my breasts through my dress and bra. Now you can move it. Move your cock. inside of my tight little pussy. Let my body show you how much it loves and misses my big brother. Keep fucking your little sister's pussy while I play with my clitoris. My fingers brush against your cock as it slides in and out of me. Oh, I still can't believe we're fucking. My own brother is fucking me. Such a good brother. Making love to me so nicely. Filling my pussy so well. You can fuck me harder if you want. I know I want you to. Yes, just like that. Oh, I want it harder. I want you. And more than that, I want your baby. No, I'm not on birth control, silly. Do you think Dad would allow that? And I didn't plan on this, but even if I did, I want it. I want your baby inside of me. Don't you want it too? You're not stopping despite what you're saying. Don't your instincts tell you to come in me and to make me yours? To put a baby into me, your baby, our baby. Oh my God, my brother's baby inside of me. I want that so bad now. Please don't take that away from me. We've gone this far, so why stop now? Why stop until you come inside of me and make me a mother? I can tell you want it. Oh, your body's going crazy at the thought of it, just like mine is. Oh, just come in, mate, and it can be a reality. Oh, God, you're doing it. You're coming in me, and you're making me come. Oh, my first orgasm from my first cock. And it's so perfect. I love you so much right now. I can tell you're worried about what we just did, but don't be. We both wanted it and enjoyed it. It felt too good to be wrong. And being with you feels so right. Your being in me feels even better. Now, let's get you out of that uniform and into a shower. And after the shower, just maybe we can get you into me again. Welcome home, big brother. Aren't you glad you came back early?